From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Casca, God of Death, by Barry Sadler. We'll begin with a prologue. Casca came to the Rhine at the same spot where he had fought his first battle against the German tribesmen known as the Suevi. The grass always seemed to be a little richer where blood had been spilled. In his mind, he could almost make out the outlines of the fight. A smaller patch of green 100 yards distant, where the young men of the cavalry unit assigned to Casca's unit had been pulled from their horses by long-hooked poles and had their throats slit with fish knives while they lay on the ground. That barbarian ambush had almost been successful. Only the legion's automatic response to danger in the immediate forming of the square had saved them all from being butchered and having their heads stuck on poles outside the longhouses of the barbaric tribesmen from across the Rhine. Casca walked slowly, memories rushing upon him. Stopping, he bent over and picked up a piece of metal protruding from the earth. It was the handle of a knife stuck in something. Tugging gently, Casca freed it. The rusty blade came forth, almost completely eaten away, but still strong enough to hold the piece of human skull it had penetrated so many years ago. Ours or theirs? Casca mused. He hooked his pack up higher and looked in the direction of the river. He walked toward it, his footsteps taking him back to that first battle when he was young, and the copper taste of piss-blinding fear was in his mouth. He knew that beneath his feet were the bones of men whom he